I've always been interested in animals that operate at evolutionary or, if you will, environmental extremes.
Accordingly, marine biologist Dr. Bob Rubin spent a big part of his career studying elephant seals.
They're the biggest seals in the world. Big males are 17 to 18 feet in length and may weigh about 4,000 pounds at breeding height, and females are smaller, of course, maybe 2,000 pounds max and maybe 12 feet in length.
What is not so obvious about the big mammals is their ability to dive deep to the ocean floor to feed.
There are records of males in the southern hemisphere diving to 5,000 feet for a couple of hours on a single breath. And so while those may be the extremes, dives to 1,000 feet, 2,000 feet for a half an hour are commonplace, and they continue to do it day after day, hour after hour, for months at a time when they're in the open ocean.
How do they do that? The key, Rubin explains, is a high concentration of oxygen in their blood, because the animals must exhale all the air from their lungs in order to make their dives.
They have an unusually large blood volume. In us, the blood volume is about 8%. In elephant seals, it's about 20%. They have more red blood cells to hold oxygen. They have a pigment in the muscles that holds large amounts of oxygen to run the muscles. And when they dive, they shut off circulation to everything except their brain. So they're running blood between the heart and the brain only, and it's not going to the rest of the body.
Elephant seals were hunted almost to extinction in the late 19th century, as their blubber yields a fine oil that was highly prized as a lubricant and smokeless lamp fuel. But since protections were enacted more than 100 years ago, when there were just about 100 of the elephant seals still surviving, their numbers have rebounded. Rubin, a professor at Santa Rosa Junior College, estimates there are now 175,000 of them along the Pacific coast, which is home to 8 active breeding sites, including one in Marin County.
The one in Point Reyes is as far north as they've ever been, to our knowledge. They weren't this far north before they were hunted. That colony began in 1991, and they continue to expand.
There have been occasional sightings near the mouth of the Russian River, too, which Rubin says could become more common.
That's a perfect elephant seal haul-out when you compare it to areas they've chosen in the past. And I'm quite frankly a little surprised that they haven't hauled out there and that we don't have a breeding colony there. There are occasional females there, and a few years ago we had a single male there, but nothing has come of that with regard to breeding.
Goat Rock Beach is already a popular breeding area for much smaller sea lions, but Rubin says the two species can readily coexist.
They're very docile. They're really easy animals to be around. They're not aggressive. If you get in the middle of a harem and bulls are competing for females, then it's time to move and you don't want to be there. Just their sheer mass, of course. But they're very easy animals to be around. They're very easy animals to work with. And it's not uncommon to see them in company with other seals of other species, and they just all seem to do okay.
So despite their size, elephant seals are a good research subject, which is convenient, as there is still much more to be learned about them, not least how they can see to find their food in the dark ocean depths, and how they navigate between the Bering Sea and their coastal colony sites in California and Mexico. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.